Taking some time to settle into your meditation posture. Lying on your back or sitting in a chair. The arms at rest by your sides and the feet falling away from one another if you're lying down. Or the hands at rest in the lap and the feet firmly planted on the floor of sitting. Or of sitting on a cushion, the legs folded beneath you. And bringing attention to the body lying here or sitting. And any sensations coming into awareness. Noticing pressure. The clothing upon the skin. The position of the body. Sensations arising from within the body or at the level of the skin. And then allowing the attention to rest on the sensations of breathing in the body. Attending to the movement of the breath, the front body and the back body. To the rising and falling of the breath. As it moves in and out. And on an out breath now. Letting go of this primary attention on breathing. And on an in-breath, bringing the attention up to the top sides and back of the head and to any sensations that are making themselves known here. Investigating them. Exploring them. Remembering that thoughts will arrive, and so we note them. And then gently return attention to the sensations in the body which in this moment are those of the head. And then on an exhale, releasing the focus on this part of the body, and on an in-breath, establishing attention on the sensations arising in the face. And getting really curious about those that are dominant. Investigating them. And then waiting for others to make themselves known. Remembering that paying attention to sensations in the face include the forehead and the eyes, the cheeks, the nose, the lips and the mouth, the chin and jaw, and the ears. And then on an exhale, moving the attention from the face, and on an in-breath, resting it in the neck and the throat, the front of the neck, the throat itself, the back of the neck and the sides, tending to each cervical vertebrae, then letting go of this part of the body. And establishing on an inhalation a focus on the shoulders. Sensations in the shoulder joints. The tops and sides and front and backs of the shoulders. The muscles, noting tension, constriction, or ease, noticing if any sensation in this part of the body is dominant, and investigating that. And then on an exhale, moving the attention from the shoulders, and on an in-breath, traveling with this focus down the arm, all the way down to the left hand, exploring the entire hand and fingers and thumb. The nails, the position of the hand. Noticing warmth, if there is warmth. Tending to the curve of the hand, and then allowing the attention to include the wrist and the wrist joints. And sensations in the forearm, front and back. The position of the forearm. And the bones of the elbow. The inside of the elbow. The muscles of the upper arm. Tending to the bicep and the tricep, the armpit, any sensations that are arising in the entire arm and hand, investigating these, remembering that a sensation may show as pressure, temperature, numbness or tingling, really getting to know any sensations that come up in the left arm and hand. And then on an exhale, letting go of this focus on this part of the body. And on an inhalation, moving the attention across the chest and the clavicles, all the way down the right arm and hand to the fingers. Including the thumb and the nails. Fingers front and back. Between the fingers, the palm and the back of the hand, the curve of the hand and its position, bringing attention to the wrist joints and the forearm, the inside of the arm and the outside, the elbow and the crease of the elbow, the upper arm, tending to any sensations that are making themselves known here as they arise and persist and pass. really getting to know the entire arm and hand, its position in relation to the body, and the surface you are resting on. And then on an exhale, letting go of this part of the body and an in-breath, establishing a tension in the torso, the chest, the ribs, the movement of the abdomen, and the movement of the torso as the breath comes in and out. Bringing attention to your beating heart, if this is possible, and to movement that occurs inside the belly, if there is movement. Sensations of clothing upon the skin, or a waistband if there is one. Noticing the movement of attention to other sensations in the body, or thinking. And remembering that these are part of the meditative field, but not the intended focus in this moment. And so allowing those to be there, but returning primary attention to the torso now. And the movement of the breath in this part of the body. And now on an out-breath, moving the attention away from the front of the body and slipping it around the sides of the body to the back body, to the upper back and the shoulder blades, each vertebrae of the spine, and the muscles of the back body. Noticing where the back is in contact with whatever surface you are sitting or lying on and where it is not. Noting tension or ease, or any other sensations in the back calling for attention. And if a particular sensation is challenging, perhaps bringing a kind of investigative curiosity to it, if possible, or breathing with this sensation. And if needed for self-care, changing position and then returning to the original posture. Now on an exhale, letting go of this part of the body. And on an in-breath, establishing a tension in the pelvis, the pelvic bowl, the inner organs, the buttocks, the hip joints, the genitals. Tending to the weight of the pelvis, the support it provides the body. And then on an out-breath, letting go of this part of the body as an attentional focus. And on an in-breath, moving the attention all the way down the left leg, down to the left foot, the sole of the foot, the heel and the ball, the arch and the toes. Bringing the attention now to include the entire foot, the top of the foot, the tops of the toes, the ankle joint, and allowing the attention to move up the leg, to the shin and the calf, the knee joint, circling around the kneecap, front of the thigh and the back, allowing the attention to include the entire leg and foot, inside and out. And any sensations calling for attention here. Remembering that the attention will be pulled into daydreaming or reverie, thoughts of the future or past. And waking up to this is practice. And then we return to our object of attention, which right now is the left leg and foot. And then on an exhale, bringing the attention across the front of the pelvis and all the way down the right leg to the right foot, to the bottom of the foot, the heel and the arch and the ball, the top of the foot and the toes, the ankle. Attending to the toes, the forefoot and the ankle. Position of the foot, the curve of the lines of the foot, allowing the attention to also move into the ankle, the shin and the calf. Circling the knee joint and the back of the knee and the thigh. The inner thigh and the top of the thigh and the sides. And then allowing the attention to move all the way down into the feet, to both feet, the bottoms of the feet, scanning all the way up the back body from heel to head, including the entire back body, noting any sensations that are arising here. In your own time. And then scanning down the front body from the top of the head all the way down the front of the body to include the torso and the arms and the hands, the legs and the feet. Scanning this entirety of body and any sensations that are making themselves known here. And then bringing the attention now back to the sensations of breathing at the belly, to the rising of the abdomen on the in-breath, its deflation toward the spine on the out-breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Being with the body breathing. And then at the sound of the bell, transitioning out of this practice by opening the eyes, moving the body in any way that is needed, and as best you can, bringing this same quality of attention into your next moments.